Springfield Technical Community College recently spent $2 million to upgrade and expand classrooms in its Mechanical Engineering Technology Center. The college received a $1.2 million grant from the state, but it came with one string attached. The college had to double the number of students enrolled in the program that prepares people for careers in manufacturing.
We're not trying out an experiment. This is a proven return on our investment. If you look what STIC has done already with their machine tech program, they're graduating students. The students are graduating are filling desperately needed vacancies at Smith & Wesson and small machine shops all over the valley.
Massachusetts Economic Affairs Secretary Greg Bialecki, who toured the new classrooms at STCC on Thursday, said the state funding is an example of a targeted investment to grow the economy.
The state's recovered stronger and faster than the rest of the country from the recession. Our manufacturers have done particularly well in that recovery. Their orders are back, their sales are back, and they're ready to expand their business if they can find the workers.
With the state grant and money from the college's own funds, the Mechanical Engineering Technology Program expanded from 6 to 16 machines for students to learn to operate. It also purchased a 3D printer and new computers. The number of students enrolled this semester doubled to 100, but that's still far short of the industry demand, according to the STCC Dean of Engineering Technologies, Adrian Smith.
Though we will be able to double the number of students that graduate, though the regional vocational high schools are now graduating students that have some skills in this area, there's still a large number of jobs that will remain unfilled. So we'll continue to do what we can do and pull out all the stops and work with our employers. They're very involved in everything that we're doing here. So we listen to them, we work closely with them, and we're most concerned about the success of our students.
Ed Lyden, co-chair of the Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative of Massachusetts, said it is projected the state will need to train 100,000 people over the next decade to work in precision manufacturing just to maintain the current level of production.
The issue of qualified workforce in manufacturing isn't a local issue, it's a national issue. And every region is trying to deal with it. And big companies, OEMs, go to the regions where they know their supply chain will be stable. If there's not enough qualified workers in a sector, they won't set up shop there.
Lyden, who owns a company in Holyoke that makes precision parts for jet engine manufacturers, power stations, and defense contractors, said it is a challenge to get young people interested in careers in manufacturing because it is perceived to be a dirty, dying trade. The average age of the manufacturing workforce is 53.
The jobs are there and the need is there, and it's going to get worse before it gets better in terms of there's not enough qualified workers, but the work is increasing.
Workforce development experts say another challenge is convincing more women to train for manufacturing jobs. The sector is overwhelmingly dominated by men. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.